With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The state of Montana confirmed two more deaths due to the coronavirus today, bringing the state's total to four. The Toole County Health Department said two county residents have died. Blair Tomczyk spoke on the County Health Department's Facebook page today.
If you have not been identified as a close contact to a case, you can still protect yourself and your community by staying home as much as possible, by washing your hands frequently, by limiting non-essential travel. We live in a small part of Montana, but as we know, we are very intertwined with other communities.
Two earlier deaths were reported in Lincoln and Madison counties. Montana Governor Steve Bullock says he's aware of the positive tests among the senior community in Toole County and has been working to send additional resources to their healthcare system. A former Blackfeet Nation chairman who defrauded a tribal Head Start early education program through an overtime pay scheme was sentenced today to 10 months in prison. Willie Sharp's plea to be spared prison time because of the coronavirus was also denied. Sharp's attorney had argued the Bureau of Prisons was unprepared for the unfolding pandemic, saying the 66-year-old defendant's age and health problems put him at high risk of complications if he becomes ill with the virus. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris rejected that request but issued a more lenient sentence than the 2 years recommended by federal prosecutors. Sharp of Browning admitted to his role in stealing more than $230,000 from the Northwestern Montana Tribe's Head Start program over a 15-month period starting in 2013. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is ordering anyone coming into the state to self-quarantine for 14 days in an effort to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. Bullock says travel from another state or country is the most common known source of COVID-19 infections in Montana. Health officials say the virus is spreading locally in Missoula, Yellowstone, and Gallatin counties. Bullock also authorized the Montana National Guard to screen people's temperatures and potential exposure history at airports and rail stations. The quarantine order applies to people already here for non-work-related travel and Montanans recently returned from out of state. It does not apply to people passing through the state on the way to somewhere else. Healthcare workers are also exempt. Bullock's order comes after some counties issued their own 2-week quarantine requirements for incoming travelers. Local health officials have asked attractions like Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks to close to limit tourist travel. Both parks are now closed to visitors. Yellowstone National Park officials say they've finished capturing wild bison for the year after rounding up almost 550 of the wild animals and sending most to slaughter as part of a population control program. The culling is carried out under a legal agreement between federal and state officials aimed at preventing the spread of brucellosis to cattle. Tribal members, meanwhile, hunted and killed 270 bison that migrated outside the park, according to figures released last week. The annual slaughter of an iconic animal that's featured on the National Park Service logo has long drawn criticism from wildlife advocates and some members of Congress. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The state of Montana was scheduled to take control of part of the Libby Asbestos Superfund site Wednesday from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. But because of the novel coronavirus pandemic, that transfer is being postponed indefinitely. Nora Sachs explains.
Last year, EPA determined that the cleanup of residential and commercial properties from asbestos contamination in Libby and Troy was complete. The federal agency planned to transition responsibility for operating and maintaining those units of the Superfund cleanup to Montana's Department of Environmental Quality on April 1st at a public meeting. Beth Archer with EPA says since those are currently prohibited, the agencies are going to wait to do the formal handoff.
We just really want to be there for the community in person, so we're hoping that we'll be able to be out there soon, but we're just waiting as everyone is with this COVID situation as it develops.
Archer says in the meantime, EPA is working closely with DEQ to make sure that when the official transition does happen, the state will be clear on its responsibilities and able to hit the ground running. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
Montanans are being asked to report U.S. Census data online or by phone, even without receiving a specialized ID code to begin the process. A press release from the Montana Department of Commerce today says the state's response remains critical as census field operations across the U.S. are being suspended due to COVID-19. Normally, residents would use a 12-digit census ID delivered through the mail to access an online questionnaire. However, in Montana, more than 35% of homes do not receive mail at a traditional household address. The Census Bureau does not mail to post office boxes or rural route addresses, and communication with these households will not resume until door-to-door operations commence. Those without an ID have the option of starting the online questionnaire or calling in their response. Census reporting affects how local voting districts are shaped and whether or not Montana will have more representation in Congress. According to census data, Montana receives an estimated $2 billion in federal funds each year that supports schools, healthcare, and highways, among other public works. All of Montana's public schools are now moving forward with approved plans for online and remote learning as buildings remain closed due to the coronavirus outbreak until at least April 10th. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports Montana Governor Steve Bullock gave schools 2 weeks to come up with plans for teaching kids remotely while still providing school meals and other services.
A little over half of Montana's roughly 400 school districts had their plans approved by local school boards Friday morning and submitted to the governor's office. But by Monday, all of those plans were in place, ensuring districts will maintain their state funding through the coronavirus outbreak. This comes as the Montana Office of Public Instruction is announcing that it received a blanket waiver for federal testing requirements from the U.S. Department of Education. But OPI spokesperson Dylan Klapmeyer says schools are still required to demonstrate that students are meeting minimum state education standards, something districts outlined in their remote and online learning plans.
And then that looks different in each district for how they're determining if their students are proficient.
This quick shift to online and remote learning is expected to cost more than traditional education, but the total cost likely won't be known until next year's legislative session. However, Montana's public schools will get their share of the roughly $13.5 billion Congress included in its recent stimulus bill for K-12 education. The state is still working to determine how much relief funding schools will get. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Spring is here, and that means bears in Montana are leaving their dens. Wildlife managers report bear sightings across northwest Montana. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is urging people to be bear aware and secure all attractants like garbage, bird feeders, chickens, and livestock. FWP says unsecured food attractants are the most common cause of human-bear conflicts. Residents are encouraged to report bear activity. Find out more information on our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Cole Grant.